Okay. Now, I just want to give you the backdrop. I'm going to deal this evening, I'm not sure how successfully, but maybe we'll be successful, okay, with two problems which, in my opinion, both of them are amazing problems, okay? And if I get to these problems, I'll be a very happy man, okay? One is that, the one problem, just to introduce it, is a simple reading of the Rambam, and Kapach, also seems to suggest this, that the Rambam forgot him before Rishon Mishnah, okay? And, that's the first, issue. And the second issue is the Rambam makes a whole cloud about one thing, and the question is applied to something else. He doesn't talk about it at all, or he seems to talk about it, and in the same sentence he says to himself whether it applies or not apply, and logically we have to ask ourselves whether it does apply and doesn't apply, or see proofs about it. Those are the two issues. When we get to that, I'll be a happy man. Okay? That's who we're going. Now, before we start this, okay, just want to give you the backdrop, okay? And the backdrop is this. This back to what we were going before. Shehu ba letesis inyan alidei meire sheyire alze. Okay? Behein mekabli hapirish alei avashalom. So who's going to tell you this? The mekabli hapirish. The Matiki Ashmur, they are the people that are going to tell you this. And my general approach is nice little phenomenon. Again and again, they are the Mesira, they're the Baal Mesira, and the Mesira is Atah, the Tayyat Mitzvahs. Okay? Now, he does something, we have to ask where he's coming from. Okay? In the backdrop of this, let's keep what the backdrop is. The backdrop is that if you have two psukim which look to the naked eye as being kefel, nichpal, you assume that they are nichpal unless the matiki ashmur say to the tesis inyan. The Hainu, that they're two different inyan. The Memela, it's two different mitzvahs and minyan of mitzvahs, because minyan of mitzvahs is a minyan of inyan ha'teira. Okay? Correct? Now, in this backdrop, he has a parenthetical remark. It says, you shouldn't make a mistake. Okay? Ve'ayitacha gam kein. In other words, here it's a nichpal, but it's not really a nichpal because the signon is different. And maybe the change in the signon. See, before we were talking about that the psukim look exactly the same, and the way you make them different is what? Is to the Pirush HaMekubal. Okay? And I think what's happening over here is flipping it. What happens if in Pshuta Shel Mikra the signoin is different? Maybe that should be a reason to make it the different mitzvahs. Okay? And we'll see, we'll play this out, okay? V'yal yitacho gam kein, heyois hazhora nichpeles amilo shayneis goyim omroi. Okay. Now, v'kam chalois oilel, what's that going on? What? V'shikras oilel basoda, V'shachachta oimei abasod loisrosu v'kachta v'yomo ki sach boit zeischo loisifo achrecho. Okay, then he said, okay, so that's a lav of oilois, and there's a lav of shikha, and there's something about zeisim. We don't know what that is, okay? Lefi she'ein elu shnei lavim. What elu shnei lavim? He talks about three, and somehow it comes down to two. Okay. Lefi she'ein elu shnei lavim elihi asola achas al inyan echod. Vuhu shelo yikach ma sheshochach min atfuo o ha'peiros. Okay. Behavi bezeh shnei misholim. Anovim vizeisim. Okay. Now, in the text before the Ramban and in the text that was Ibn Tibbon's translation, there was a sentence over here which is not in the Makar of the Arabic in Kapach's edition, okay? And it says like this, and this line, I guess, was there and was taken out. The Kora Hanoisa min meho anovim oilois. Vanoisa meazesim peeros. Upirish loisefoil loisachtoich mashe shochachto bixeis ha peeros veemanofen. So a casual and clear reading of this Rambam, Lechera, he's talking about three lavim of shikha. Okay? That l'chayr, and the question is, and he talks about two instead of three, and the question is, because of the change of signoin, should you count it as two lavim in the Torah or one? And he says no, since the signoin in Torah Shebiksav might be different, but the inyan that the Torah Shebiksav is talking about, the Pshuta Shemikra is talking about, is the same. Therefore, it's one mitzvah. Correct? That is what happened over here. And a priori, what you would call oilois, seems to become shikha in Kerem. Okay, is that a fair reading of the text? Okay, so this a priori, so therefore they say, you know, lefisha, the Rambam. See, I don't know if he says it here or he says it in the mitzvahs loisa said, or the mitzvah said is mitzvahs zereishyud bei zereishyud something. The loisa said, and there's an asay kuf chav something kuf the kuf chav the beginning kuf chav, you know. So the fumsha, okay, so you know, this I think is nuts, okay? Because the Rambam both in the mitzvah say and the mitzvah loisa say, we quotes the Makeris, Kilu, how you can know about this mitzvah, he says Mesechus Peir. Okay? And he's coming off, he just wrote a Pirush Mishnayis on Peir. And he clearly talks about in Oilois, in Peya, Eza Oilois, and he explains it very nicely. So, okay. This is what is the issue, okay? So if you'd like to, okay, correct? So I'll tell you something. It's very nice. You can say, the Rambam, okay, good. So the Rambam is talking about Pshuto Shomikah, because of Shirish Beis, and you know, he forgot about it. He's not interested in Chazal. Okay? So, you know. So that's, you know, after he just says, Behem Makabli Apirish, Ella, Ayde Murray Yura, I'll say, Behem Makabli Apirish, Ella, show, no! Valyitacha. And the reason Ayitacha is only because it's only the old one in you, because it's Shikha. Okay? So that's the problem, okay? Is that a reasonable problem? So I said to myself, you know, the two problems, you know, I'm going to try to deal with both. This is a problem, correct? Okay, so, you know, so you say, oh, Ram took the sentence out, so, you know, because he was crazy, but, you know, even with the sentence, without the sentence, the question is, you know, whether you call it or you don't call it or the thing clearly points out the chikha. Yeah. Then you'll find something else, okay? Someone, if you find the Frankel edition, okay, or the old thing, there's a Haggah. Someone wrote a Haggah here, okay? And basically says that the Rambam quotes the Pasuk in Kiseitse by Oilois, and that Pasuk is referring to Shikha, okay? But the Pasuk that's referring to Oilois, okay? However, the problem is, in all the texts we have, he quotes the Pasuk in Kedoshim, and he doesn't quote the Pasuk in Kiseitse, but it's a nice Haggah. And if you look at the Frankel edition, Kilu, that the whole thing was rewritten, and it quotes the Pasuk and I don't know if there's any Arabic Makal that we have such a thing. So no, that's, you know, it's all very nice. Okay? Then, you know, just before we get started, I just want to tell you, isn't it an amazing, strange thing? When you look at the parasha in Kiseitse, he's quoting two psuk in Kiseitse, and the last pasuk in Kiseitse, which he doesn't quote, is the pasuk about Oilois. And instead of putting Oilois at the end, he quotes the pasuk of Kedoshim at the beginning. And he's talking about two lavim and not three. Okay? So are we okay now? The question's clear? Oh?
Well, wait, I get it.
What? He quotes, which, you know, if you read the parashah in Kiseitse, it talks about Shikha in Omer and Tfuah. And then it talks about Shikha in Zeisim. And then it talks about Loisa Oilo, whatever that is, okay? And that's a pasuk Kiseitse. Okay? See, he doesn't quote that pasuk Kiseitse, even though the guy, you know, the Magia or whatever it is, you look at the thing, it's Kilo, it's there. You look at the thing, it's there. But he quotes a pasuk in Kedeshim. And he doesn't put it as an epilogue, he puts the Kilo as the prologue. He starts off with it. Like he's trying to throw you a curveball, and let's talk about Oilois. But no, I'm not talking about Oilois. No, I'm really talking about Shikha. Okay? That's the problem, so to say, you know. It's almost like, you know, Ech kamo chodim, okay? So, ki yad Hashem atoy, well, I will see what happens, okay? This is the problem, okay? Okay. Now, the problem is, so maybe you'll say, that maybe the Rambam learned that the Mishnah in Peah, in Oilis over there, is only a drasha. And drasha nothing to do with Minyan HaMitzvahs. Okay. So then it becomes very odd that they okay, but correct, you know. And that's what he's talking about here, okay? But that, you know, no matter how you want to cut that, that also doesn't make any sense. Because if you look at the Rambam and Pirush Mishnayis on the Mishnah of Ezehu Oilis, okay, so just listen to the way, listen to the language that he has. Avobiyo, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalad. Avobiyo, Milas Notav, Hu Amitavte, Watzaloyim Ashuhu, Kidova Shenotav, Veniga, Ze Al Ze Achina Arem. Okay. It's falling one or the other. Vachoma, She'eno Kach. If it's not like that, it's not falling one or the other. Hu ma shekoro Hashem oilois. So the pshat in the Mishnah eze oilois is shekoro Hashem oilois. Okay. So the option of saying it the drasha, you know, if you want to say, oh, the Rambam says kor Hashem. And it's a drasha, and especially the drashas, the Rambam clearly says in Pirush Mishnayis that, you know, that it's the Rabbonim, and that's why he's the Shoresh Beis. He calls the drasha the Rabbonim. So he can't say Kol Hashem. Okay?
So that's Pshat and Pasuk.
Okay. See, a priori, you want to say that it's Pshat and Pasuk. Okay? But what I would suggest, okay, is the Rambam learns over here that the Pshuto Shel Mikra very possibly is Shikha, but the Matmatiki Hashmua learned that it's Oilois. And what we know is Oilois. And here is the opposite case. You have to keep in mind, because the basic premise that we're talking about, the Al Yitcha, is because we have the basic premise. And the basic premise is that there's no stira, that both the Pshuta Shel Mikra and the Pirusha Mekubal Mekayim, okay? I must admit that the Kol Hashem does not sound like a Pirush Mekubal, it's not a Pshat and Pasuk, but even if that's what it meant in Pirush Mishnayis, it's clear to me in Sefer Mitzvahs that the Rambam is working that the Pirush, that the Pshuto Shel Mikra is Shikha. And there's a Pirush Mekubal to tell you the Matiki Hashmua. That's what he's coming off. The Pshuto Shel Mikra says that it's the same. And the Matiki Hashmua says it's different. So we say that it's different. And what about the opposite case, where it looks like the same, but there's a different signoi? Okay? And what happens? Okay? So, Lemaise is, hello, there's no Nafkamina over here, really. Because the Ram says that different signal is meaningless, because it depends upon the different Indian. So, after everything's said and done, the whole case doesn't exist. Okay? But the more interesting issue is not that. The more interesting issue is what would have happened had the signal been a kaveya? You had made this toes, and it was tricked, and the signal would have been kaveya. Okay? And then you have the amazing thing that the Pshuto Shomiko tells you that it's Shikha. And the Pshuto Mekubo tells you that it's Oilois in the way we understand Oilois. So what would you have done? Okay. What would you have done? Correct? Can you count?
You want to double count it?
Can you double count? Can you double count the same pasuk? Well, that is something which is beyond the comprehension. Okay? Okay.
Good question.
Okay. So I just tell you simply, even before we get started, okay, I don't believe that there's a chazora between Madura Basra and Madura Kama. I don't believe there's a chazora over here. Okay. All he did was he wanted to say that the word oilois in kerem, the verb lois oilo in pshuto shomikra means shikha, and the word sefoye in pshuto shomikra means shikha in zaysim, and one means shikha in kerem. But he said to himself, you know, someone's going to make a mistake, and since the Mishnah used the word oilois, it's not a good idea to make such a statement because it will confuse the reader. So he took it out. Okay? So I think he took it out. This is the way of the problem. And he still left it. So it means he wasn't bothered by this issue. Okay? Are we still going okay?
He couldn't find a simple example of different signals?
I see, I'm not sure. That's what I'm not sure. I'm just wondering. We have to really do a clear sutra thing. But I don't believe, in other words, I think that the case doesn't exist in Lavim. And that's what he's trying to find out. And the best case that he had was this. And he says that since in Inyan Echad, the case doesn't exist, okay? But I just want to know, what would have been, could you have done such a thing? So what I want to suggest to you, okay? So you ready? The Rambam was a double poshet. You couldn't count it as two. And that's why the Rambam only talks about Shnei Lavim, because the only option was two. It never was three. Okay? And, correct?
Why?
And the what? See, it's not you're going to end up counting, you see, because of this problem, it's not you're going to end up counting two separate lavim. You're going to have a lav of shikha and kerem and a lav of shikha and zesim. You're going to interpret, because you can't do this thing, you're going to interpret that there's a lav of shikha in Ilum, and is a lab of Shikha in Tfuah, because of a different signal. Even though the signaling of Slefoya and Oilois are different. So why do you say that signal is the problem? So that option doesn't exist. Why does that option exist?
It's in Yenechad.
Because, no, in Yenechad then you have a problem with Chal. Then you don't count. They count it all as one lav. The problem, it can't exist because the Pirush Mekubal already took it. It can't count. You can't count.
Oh, that's also.
You can't. That's why, hello? That's why he puts Oilois before. Because Oilois is only a ploy to make Shnei Mesholim. The whole Oilois is only important for the second Marshal. But the two lavim that he's referring to is a lav in Dvor and a lav in Elon. Okay? And he says that option, that would have been the option, but there never was such an option of counting two psukim twice. The same person twice. One betoes the Pirush HaMekubal and one betoes the Shemikla. So Mamela, all you can do is use the Pshuto Shomikla to extrapolate the two Mishon. To say that in Signoi, the Pshuto Shomikla, there's a lav in Elon and Shikha, and in Pshuto Shomikla, there's a lav in Tvor. But you don't do that because Zinyin Echad. And that's all that happened over here. That's why he has every. That's why it's a marshal. That's why it changes the order around. And that's why it's only two lavim. Because that was never, the other one was never an issue. Okay, if I'm correct, like it's a whole new world. See, it's difficult, you know. It's difficult to say that he wasn't aware of anything because he just finished writing Pirush Mishnayos, okay? And he's, you know, that's abdomen. He wrote Pirush Mishnayos, now he's getting on, okay? And he is not discarding. He's not discarding the Matiki HaShmur because he just said the Matiki HaShmur and the Kaveya. Okay? We're still not finished yet, okay? Okay. Now, all I want to tell you, okay, so those are two zalot, Ashola of Shikha in Tvor and Ashola of Shikha in Elon. But you never, even though logically, since Shinui Signoin, if it's a Keveya, you should have differentiated between the two. Let me ask you a question. Isn't this, anyone should ask this question, okay? If the Shinui Signoi is Keveya, so shouldn't it be the issue be about three lavim? And shouldn't you count Shikha in Zesim and Shikha Ragom in seven lavim? And that's not what he's presenting over here. So you see, I'm telling you, even in the text, he's not presenting what you would have wanted him to present. Because that never was an option. You can't count, since the Matiki HaShmur said that Eulois is a lav for Menate, Eno Menate, so you can't count it over here. But you can use the Pshuto Shel Mikra to extrapolate. And that's what he talks about, the Shnei Mishalim. Okay? Okay. And I'll tell you something, okay? Forgetting about everything. It is clear, I just want to tell you. Okay. You open up Sefer Mitzvahs. There's a separate lav. Two separate lavim in Keren. One is called Peret, and one is called Eulois. Okay? And it's very clear, the Rambam clearly says, we go through them, that he says that the same way the Shikha in Tfuah, the Shikha in from Zesim, we learned the Shikha in all Elonis. Okay? So if the Shikha in all Elonis, and is a lav, then I say about Shikha, okay? And is a separate lav, and I say about Eulois, okay? So it is true that if you look at the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, it wouldn't have been clear that he's talking about Ulois, okay? But he is talking about a Sefer Maton and Kerem, both in Yaseh and Lois HaSeh, and he clearly says that the Makor is the Mishnah and Peah. That you look at Dinim and Peah. So I assume he's talking about Ulois, whether that is 100% bediktuk that you would have known the Mishnah and Peah for looking at Sefer Mitzvahs. I can't tell you I know that. But I assume that's what's happening. So you ask a different question. How do you do such a thing? How does he have a discussion about Ulois in Shurish Tez, okay? And in Thin Minyan Mitzvahs, he's ready to have it as a separate mitzvah Minyan Mitzvahs, and it's not dumb. So you say, he was chayzer, he forgot, you know, whatever you want to do. But, you know, it's difficult for me to say that. I give the Rambam the benefit of the doubt that, you know, he had a mind which was, okay, say that you understand what I'm saying, okay? I think it's better to leave it electrical construction, okay? So that is basically what I would say. I want to be honest with you, okay? So, you know, it's almost like, you know, you look at it, but, you know, you see, there are two different problems, okay? When I present, it's like Ech Mochaikim Yimene. But on the other hand, the stylistic issues that I'm pointing out to you also say Dal Sheni. And even if you accept that the Rambam, you know, missed it, okay, you might gain something that the text seems to read according to you, but I challenge you to read and deal with the issues that I mentioned, and you can't. Okay. Now, let me just now I just want to finish one thing. Okay. So therefore, he says, for example, in Lois HaSeh, Reshit Beis, he shees hino b'vitzo oy Lois HaKerem b'eis b'tzirasai, whatever that is, when it's oy Lois HaKerem, you have to check out the Adam. I can't, you have to really check out what it is, because I think Kappa might not say that. Reshit Beis, what does he say there, Lois HaSeh?
What's Milcha Lois HaKerem b'eis b'tzirasai?
We don't know what the problem is. You don't say what the issue is, correct? We don't know what it is. He's not very explicit what this matana is, correct? But it's a separate issue in Kerem, correct?
V'ein devezeh b'shar ilonos.
V'ein zeh b'shar ilonos v'afil ademum l'kerem. And I ask you a different question. What does he mean, Vafila Doima Lekerem? See if he's referring to Ulois, and there's an Indian of Kotev and Notev, so I know what he's talking about. If he's not referring to that, why should Doima Lekerem mean anything but Chlau to us? Ki Ascholo, Bi Omloi, Leisach Boit Zeischo, Lo yisifai achrecho, hu shelo yikach hashikcho. Umin azayin is teda, hadin v'shar ilonis b'shikcho. V'ze gam kei nikta lita asei, kva yispo mishpdei mitzvizu, mesechas peya, uim mesechas peya. He's talking about other ways. What's he talking about? A matana, which is only in Kerem. Hello? So it could be, you know, the trend in the Arabic is not, you know, but he's not, you know, the chayyas it has to be referring to.
Why is he bringing in the Lucifer? Why is he bringing it to him?
Because he's telling you that you might have said you might have said that it applies to ki ashora v'afilu adimim lekeren ki ashora v'omoy ki sachlu zeirzlega u'min azayis teida. See, the question is he referring, hello? B'shari lo, this is afilu adimim lekeren. He, she's healed with its all, like I care. Based on the colors, I care. Always a look. Are we a near or always a near? Whatever that is, that's exact. The ain't zip a shy lawless. Okay. Okay. I think he wants to say, I'm not sure about this key. You have to see about the key. Does it say exact key? Does it say key there? Does he translate a key?
He reads like the Rebbe's reading it.
What?
Ki hazara.
Ki hazara bi omloi ki sachboi. See, I'm not sure. He just says there's no other peculiar lavim. Is he saying that this should have been oilolais? Or he's saying there's no other peculiar lavim that referred to a min? Because you could say, there's a separate lav of loisafoya, whatever that happens to be. That is not an isolated phenomenon about Zayis. But it requires it's opinion of you should learn calling on us. Umina Zayis Keda Hadin Lishari Lonis Bashiko. What's it going on? Oilolois, correct?
It's going back to the beginning.
Yeah. I'm not sure that he meant that. I don't believe that he thought. I'm not sure that, you know, that Zayis is similar in any way to Keren. Okay? In its physical in the way noted, I just don't believe, because he's talking about feel like doing the kerem. So I don't think the key over here, I don't think the key, this is an explanation. He's just telling you the other peculiar matana is going about shikha. Then he says this again. In Loisa said Reish Yud Dalet, he shis hila mikachas oime ashicha, bu omo yisale b'shochachta oime basado yisot shol kachta, v'chein ashicha noheges bein b'tfua bein b'ilon. Okay. You see, the question is, what does he do? Is he chayzer for what he said? And you can learn it from Zayis by itself? Well, that's immaterial. Because whether it's a binyan out from the two, or whether it's one, it really isn't independent, irrelevant. Because everything is shikhas by everything, correct? So that, I think, okay. It's a little odd, okay? But I think I can live with it. Because you're going to say something different, that the Ram Ki'ilu wrote a Shurish and quoted a Moshel, okay? In the beginning of Shurish Chi, which he tells you is Ki'ilu, possibly one of the most important Shurishim. And he forgot what he wrote. And he makes a mitzvah, which he says is not. In other words, is he saying that Loi Solil is a separate lav? He's saying it's not a separate law over here, if you read it the way most people read it. Okay? There is a problem over here. The one problem is the Ramban reports a text, which is very difficult for me to even assume that it's Madua Kama. Okay? The Ramban reports the following text. The Ramban in the Prote HaMitzvahs, okay, in the Akdoma, the Prote HaMitzvahs, it means it's after the Shurashim, before the Minyan HaMitzvah, the Ramban has a discussion about Lekachik, about Oyloister. Okay? And there he says, V'chein kozav oid b'mitzvah loisa se reish ches. Okay? By us, it's reish yud beis. She'omu yis'al, listen to what his gear says. Loisa oilel, shehi hashoro melechal v'sakerim b'eis abotzir, av yaniach u'eshkolois, asher b'kseis la'aniyim. Okay? V'chein hadin. The Shahi Lonis.
The opposite.
The Chain Hadin, the Shahi Lonis. The Nichpolo, Hamania, Mizeho Inyan, Biatmoy, Bizasim. Shenema, Loisifor Achrecho, Mishneim Lumoy, Lokol Hulilonis. So it comes out, there's a new thing going on. So what is this? This is Shikha, and it's just the opposite of what he says in Sherish Tess. What is this thing? Okay, so there's a Hashom Yuchenis in Ilonis, and that's what happened. Okay? So it's just the opposite of Sherish Tess. Correct? So he says the Sherish test is seen in Signoin, doesn't do anything. And here he says no. And doesn't do in Yonet Taylor, he just forgot about Sherish test. So if the Signoin is a Kiveya, why aren't there three? So I told you because Oilus is that, but if you're counting Oilus as one, you don't know what you're talking about, Bukhlau. Then I'll ask you a different question. What about the Aseh? The Aseh in the Rambam is clearly only by Kerem, and even in the Rambam. Because of a mitzvah, I say, Kuf Chav Gibel, Shinis Tivin Olazay, Ma Shi Shoye Bekerem, Beis Habot Elanim. Okay. So what happens now? And the seal of both of them is the Dimishpatim on Peah, correct? So then it comes out that there's no assay. There's only a law of Shikha in Elon. Except for in all Ilanis, and the only Aseh is only by Kerem. So you come out with part that's not allowed to do Aseh. In Kagachai and Malkus. And they don't go together, the Aseh and the Lav. Correct? Because they are. But the Ram clearly says in the Minyan HaMitzvahs over here that in all the Aseis, I think they're called Chabdal or something like that, he says all of them are Nitil Aseh. Doesn't he go through all of them? Is it called Chabdal at the end? Kuf Chav Gimel, Kuf Chabdal or something? No? Okay, I'll find the second. Hold it. What? Reishit Dalet? Reishit Dalet is the order. You say that also is written later. But how you stress yourself, mamish back and forth in and out, it's almost, you know, it's difficult for me to fathom.
He says, Be mitzvah, be mitzvah, you learn the gams and you talk less, say.
Yeah. He's all in the Kilase. Unless that was also wasn't there in the thing, okay? Beseda? So this Ramban, this line I don't catch, okay? But the rest of it I think you can put together. The question all you have to ask is Kol Hashem when he's ready, whether that's the pshat in the Pirush HaMishnayis, or he just is ready to say that it's a Pirush Mekubal, that I can't tell you. Okay? But I think besides that, the fact he talks about two lavim and the change in the whole order and the whole issue, that's what it is, I think. Okay? Now, next. Okay.
The Rebbe thinks that Rambam's working off a translation, or it's not clear.
It's, you have to understand. I can't tell you much. You have to understand. To say that the Rambam was fluent in Arabic, since he basically was a member of Catholic Spain, not the Muslim Spain. Okay, that's the whole vikuach, and that's who was thrown out and everything. You know. There's no reason to assume a priori that he was fluent in Arabic and that he was coming off a text that he had. He was coming off a translation. That's the general assumption. But I can't tell you anything more about that.
So maybe this guy just got messed up in the translation.
Which translation he had becomes very confusing, because when you start looking at the way he quotes it, it becomes a little confusing. Was it Tibet, this one, and that one? I can't tell you anything about it. I never studied it. I'm not sure, you know, what conclusion you're going to draw. Okay? When he says, Mashi shachachta b'kseis ha-pe'elois v'heim ha-nofim, L'chel is referring to Zeisei Anikov. The Zeisei Anikov, the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis in Periches Mishnah Gimel, Heim ha-Zeisim ha-Boydidim ha-Nishorim b'Ilonis. U'moiskin oisam o'aniyim v'hein shalahem v'anikra k'noikev Zayis. And it's also in Hilz Gzeilo Aveda, Perek Vav v'aloch Yud Gimel. Oni ha-Menakev b'Roish ha-Zayis Zaysim shall shikha. Okay? So that's what he's referring to here. Okay, I see the next problem. Let me restart with the problem with you, okay? We'll see exactly what we get to. That was one problem, okay? So this is like, you know, Adarab. Echmo chokimime. Now, let's continue. Uma. So what's he talking about? He's talking about both mitzvah sase and lois sase, correct? Okay. Who betnai shiye beinian hamusholim imeno? Now only talks about loisase, correct? Lav bilvad b'chol inyan v'inyan. Olraya shom amatikim shehi hevdila mo'inyonim zeh mizeh. V'chivu azor v'chol inyan v'inyan. Okay. So he starts off with both Asay lois aset, and he ends off only talking about lav. Okay, now let me explain to you what's going on here, and let me explain to you the problem. The problem is an amazing problem. Okay, this is what one would call lav shebeklos. Okay, b'kitzur, there are many inyanim. See, here the problem is like this: lav shebeklos. And that's the reason you're mitzarif this part. Before we were talking about nichpal, okay? And we say, whether it's one lav or two lav, depends on your neteira, correct? What about the case where you have one time the word lo, and the lo refers to four or five inyonim? So how do you count it? Okay. You have four or five in Yonim, but maybe you can't count the lo as if it says lo this, lo that. It's lo the whole thing. And it really is only one tzivui. So you can only count it as one. Okay. And the conclusion of Rambam is, you can only count it as one. Why? Because as much as in Yonim Ateo Akeveya, in Yonim Ateo, not Keveya in a vacuum, they're only in Yonim from different Sivuyim. And there's one Sivuy of low, it can only be one mitzvah. That makes sense, correct? The question is, what happens? That's a lav shebuklos, okay? What happens? Asay shebuklos. If you have an asay, which is kula, kama become in yonim, what would you do then? He starts off and seems to say it applies to both, correct? And then he finishes off and he talks about only that's hos. And the whole discussion in the Sherry Shalikazov. So what about the essay? Okay. So I'll tell you something, even before we get started. I'm going to set this up, and it's amazing, okay? Someone in, I'm not sure whose shtickle this was, because it was in a letter which we didn't publish, okay? And the Rav wrote it to his father, okay? But the Rav, when he was saying shurim to us in the shurashim, said the shtickle over from his father. But when he writes a letter to his father, he doesn't quote his father. He writes a kilu in his own. So, you know, I can't, he always tells me, you know, he always used to say that something's there, you know, the father, the Zayn, they used to say the name of this because he wasn't sure. Okay, I don't know. I'm not getting involved there. But whoever it was, what they used to say is that it's cholok mitzvah loisaseh masay, and loisaseh is isurim and ashovos, okay, tzivuyim, and I say he's counting yoni atela. That's the way he took care of all the mitzvah of tumah, whatever you want, okay, yoni atela. Okay. Now, before we get started, I find that very hard to swallow. Because the whole Sherish Ches, the way it's set up, is that mitzvahs are tzivuyim, and the whole discussion, all the proofs, do not distinguish between Aseh and Lois Aseh. And he sets up the whole Sherish about Aseh and Lois Aseh. So to say that mitzvahs Aseh are mitzvahs independent of tzivuyim, and have a whole Sherish to say that mitzvahs should be tzivuyim, l'chayla, you don't know what you're talking about. So a priori, and I say shibukolos also should be one, like a lot of shibukolos, correct?
Question.
Okay. The problem is like this, okay? I just want to present with the problem because not even Big Cloud time to talk about. I want to talk about these two problems. Let me ask you the following question. Let's go back to Lekin. And Peya, and Ulelis, and Pettit, and go back to the Pesukim Kedesh, where it says, "Loischale paschod b'grecha b'lek tzircha loischake b'kamocha loischoilo ufer kamocha lavar le'oni b'lagei tazei b'oisom." So it says one time Tazariv, and the Rambam counts this Tazariv. Look. First of all, even over the Minyan HaKotzen, that's the amazing thing, and that's the proof of the pudding if you have any problems, okay? You open the Minyan HaKotzen, here it is, okay? This one we read to the Minyan HaKotzen now, okay? And when you have that, I think it says everything. Over the Minyan HaKotzen. And the question, what to do with this? This is also a very interesting question. I'm sorry we're not getting so far with it here. Listen. Kuf Chof Lo Niach Peyer. Kuf Chof Aleph. Lonia Leket. Kufcha Beis, Lonia Oyna Shikha. Kufcha Gimu, Lonia Oyleis Bekerim. Kuf Chav Dalet, here's the important thing. Kuf Chav Dalet, Lo Aniach Peret HaKerem, Lefi Shebechol Eilu Nema Lo Ani V'lager Tazrib Osom B'loshen Rabim V'zu Hi Mitzis Asei Shelohem. So it means there's one mitzvah which an asei shebeklolos, okay, this is what it is. It's an asei shebeklolos, and the Rambam counts it. That's what it's called, the psukim in Laniach Peya and Laniach Leket, because the same pasuk is asei shelohem. It applies to all of them. Okay? Correct? So the question is, is Adraba, the Ram is Bedavka, therefore at the end of it, he says, he only talks at Musharim and the Lashon B'Klolos. And you accept something like what the Rav or his father said, okay. And you ask yourself, I Sherish Ches, you know, Akasha B'Maisa. Or you accept the beginning of the sentence, which he says that it seems to apply to both the Musharim and the Mitzvah. But the question is, what do you do with La'oni La'ger Tazer Beisah? And Rabbi Yisai, that is the question which I guess I wanted to deal with tonight, but I think it gives you something to think about. Don't tell me like, last week I didn't ask you the question before, so I apologize, okay? So here's the question. You can break your heads on it and see what you come up with. Okay? Have a good evening.
This won't cut out ever and be good to Facebook.